Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to my program. This is Roger Ruth, and this program is here, there, and everywhere. Bless you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to take some callers later on in the program. I have a guest call-in number. That number is 1-347-945-5170. I'm going to keep my eyes on the switchboard this morning to make sure I do catch any callers that do call in. I want to just kind of give a little follow-up to my program yesterday in regards to preparation for the what I just want to kind of refer to as the deluge of extreme negativity, extreme darkness, extreme evil that is, has been, and is continuing to perpetuate itself through the government, through our nation divided, and our nation continuing to, would appear to be seething with just discord and ununity. And the Lord told us if we were undivided, that we would fall. So I want to talk a little bit in the question today as far as phone-in calls are going to be this. How are you feeling today? How are you feeling about your First and Second Amendments? And now we have the precept being put upon us that we have a potentially new amendment. New amendment amending that the President of the United States of America be able to run indefinitely. Not even to be just to run. He's appointing himself king. He's going to be the tyrant king that rules over our nation, just like King Nebuchadnezzar did. He's going to rob us of all the good and leave us just the rubbish. We are going to be hitting on women in the scripture today, and that's kind of my highlight. And I have some really awesome information about great, great women in the scripture. And holy macaroni, when I was doing my research, I just found, oh gosh, a million things about women. And I want to get into all of them. It's going to take a lengthy piece of time. I noticed I did have a caller, and I was not going to defer you any longer than just mentioning this little bit of information on the women that I was going to talk about. So please do call back, and I'll take your call. From Abigail to Z were quite a lengthy list of names, and because I had noted that there were so many names, I decided that I'm going to do two programs on women in the scripture because I want to give due credit to every single one of them, every single woman that has contributed to the scripture and our history and who we are and why we are who we are. Because I don't see my caller on my switchboard. I'm also going to invite anyone who wishes to join my chat room. And I have a guest in my chat room who is remaining anonymous. If you would like to call in, please do call in, and I will, if you have a question or just like to make a statement, please let me know. So I'm going to go ahead and move on. I have printed the names of these ladies that are in the Bible, and I've gone from A to P, ending in Phoebe, quite a lengthy number of names, so I'm just going to give a synopsis quickly of them, and then I'm going to go ahead and move on to the highlighted ladies that I did most of my research on. Starting with Abigail, the mother of Amasa, Abigail, the wife of the wicked Nabal, Abihail, the mother of Zerel, Abihail II, the wife of Abishur, Abishag, concubine of the aged King David, Abital, one of King David's wives, Akesh, Ada, one, Ada two, okay, Anahom, Ananam, Ahia two, Ahobomah, Anna one, Arsinah, Atara, Athaliah, Azubala two, Bara, Baamath two, Baamath three, Bathsheba, Bilha, Naphtali, Bithia, Cosby, Deborah will be highlighted today, Delilah, Dinah, Dorcas, Egla, Elizabeth, Elisabia, Epha, Ephath, Esther, Eunice, Eve, Gomer, she's a sweetheart, Gomer, Hadassah, Hagar, another sweetheart, Hagath, Hamoleketh, Hamutal, Hannah, Hezaletanai, Hela, Hazziba, Hodesh, Hodiah, Hogia, Helda. Helda is kind of one of my favorites. I really wish I would have done a little more research on her and highlighted her today. She was an awesome woman. She started one of the first universities on the gospel word. What a strong woman. Husham, Iska, Jael, Jechaliah, Jedidiah, another really awesome one, huh? Jehodiah, Jemima, Jeroeth, Jerusera, Jezebel, Joanna, Jochebed, Judith, Junia, Keturah, Kazia, Leah, Lois, Lydia, Mahala, Mary, Martha, Mary Magdalene, Mary, Matred, Mihatabel, Merab, Mikiel, Mika, Milka II, Miriam, Nehema, Nera, Habaya, Naomi, Noah, Orpha, Phinea, and last but not least, Phoebe. Some of the women I'm highlighting today are not in this list. We'll continue the list later. Of course, we know Eve is in that list and Rachel. Hannah, 1 Samuel 1, wow, Abigail, wonderful person. You know, Abigail was such a wise woman. Her dumb husband didn't know how to honor King David. Sent word out to him, basically trashing King David, and was going to just bring heaping coals upon his head. And if it weren't for Abigail going before the king, behind every wise man is a good woman. Hallelujah. Then there's Queen Esther. And I want to mention a little bit about Lois and Eunice, mentioned in 2 Timothy 1. They were endeared to the latter church, and they were blessed by the disciples who lived in that time. And they even said, I wish that you would have the Holy Spirit like your mothers Eunice and Lois. So, and then of course there's Helda, the great Helda. Ruth, was one of my very, very favorites in the scripture, of course, given the fact that I've given my screen name, Watcher Ruth, well, half of it anyway, and her sister Orpah. They were both princesses of Moab. They were taught by Naomi. They were princesses that lived in opulence. They had everything they wanted in life. They married into and became daughters of Israel, which was not the way of Moabite princesses. One of the comments that was stated in Ruth Rabbah 2:23, it is not the way of the daughters of Israel to go to theaters and circuses of worship. So, Ruth said, where I go, where you go, I will go, and where you sleep, I will sleep. Ruth followed Naomi into Israel, where she renamed herself Mara, or Bitter Woman. But Naomi was blessed by God with Ruth. Ruth gained position ultimately in the land of Israel, but she had gleaned all that information, and everything she had learned was from Naomi. All the years that she lived with her husband in Moab and then journeyed with Naomi, who had taught her what the spiritual life and the faith that was modeled by Amalek, her husband, and Naomi and her two sons, the husbands that died and the husband that died. So when they left Israel to begin with, there was a depression going on, and when Naomi and Ruth returned, they had returned to a community where they weren't warmly received. They were isolated, and they had little to their name. They had been considered betrayers of that community by leaving. And in fact, Boaz never lifted a finger to help Ruth until she had appeared to him many days and months after working in his field. And she finally became Boaz's wife, and the day she conceived was the day that Boaz died. She was destined to marry Boaz, and she was destined to conceive, and she did. God granted her a pregnancy, and she bore a son, according to Ruth 4:5-6. The same night, mind you, Boaz died, which left Ruth a widow again. Now she was pregnant, and she was going to be a new leader of a generation. God had put the throne of the future of David upon her. In Kings 2:19, it says, he put a throne next to him for the mother of kings. So that's who Ruth was. And in the Talmud, Bava Batra in 91a reads, for the mother of royalty, Rabbi Eleazar said, this is Ruth. So she was pretty awesome, just want to read one more scripture here because I'm kind of running short on time. I don't want to miss out on all the women I've done research on this morning. God said to Abraham, two graftings I have grafted in you, Ruth the Moabite and Naamah the Sulamite, I believe is what I'm seeing here, the Amorite. Oh, Solomon's husband, the Amorite. And that comes from the Yevamot 63a. These women were all key components of Israel's future. Deborah was not only a leader and a judge, but she was a military expert and a prophet leader. And she's part of the reason why I focused on Deborah this morning, was because we're looking for prophet leaders today. Lead us into the future. Brave leaders walking in the gospel of Jesus Christ, ones that have insight and wisdom, and ones that are going to not lead us into a false way to go. We don't want to be following leaders that aren't insightful and following leaders that can't lead us down a road that are going to get us to the destination we want to go to. So we're looking for leaders that are insightful and God-driven. So some of the other women that I would like to move on to, if I could this morning, is Mary, the sister of Martha. Mary was another very, very wise woman in the anthology of women in history. She was the one that decided to follow Jesus Christ instead of following the busyness of the day and the busyness of the hour. And in that we have the busyness of the day and the busyness of the hour going ahead of us. We have changes in the earth happening, and we have changes in the spirituality of the whole nation and the whole world coming upon us. And I just think that looking to half at least of the women in the planet, we need to believe that a lot of us have the ability to lead, guide, and direct, to lead, guide, and direct others, to take the role as a leader, to learn what strategies they need to be leaders, to be a leader just like Deborah, just like Ruth, just like all of the wonderful women that were listed in the scripture. And, you know, we don't have a lot of time to become aware of the plots and plans that this new world order has in store for us. So if you haven't tuned in to the Hagman & Hagman report, if you haven't tuned in to maybe the Stan Deo interviews on many of the radio programs, there are many. Get on Blog Talk Radio and look up and see who's available. See who's available in the area to listen to. to get the truth, because you're not going to get it on mainstream news, on MSNBC. They're not going to tell you that Sandy Hook was just a big false flag event to disarm people, take away weapons, to fear the nation, this idol worship that's going on behind the hidden screens that people are not aware of, this Luciferian doctrine. The followers of Baphomet are coming out of the closets. They're not hiding anymore. They're just so blatantly right out in front. Their one-eyed symbolism and their pyramids and their runic forms that they have all over the place in front of us that symbolize the destruction that they're plotting and planning for this very near future. 30 to 45 days is the news that I'm reading and listening to. 30 to 45 days is not very much time at all. What have you done to prepare your spiritual self to decide in your heart? You know, I was sitting thinking myself this morning, what am I prepared to do? Really, what am I prepared to do in the event that some situation could happen? What am I prepared to do? What are you prepared to do? Everyone's going to have to ask themselves this question ultimately. Are you listening out there? Do you want to talk about how you feel, what you're going to do? How you feel about your First and Second Amendment rights being taken away? How much longer is Blog Talk Radio even going to be up and able for just a... Here I am sitting in my living room on my couch looking around, looking out my front window at the birdies and my kitty cat sitting on my coffee table here, talking to you about the New World Order and Jesus Christ and the coming of the dawn of Aquarius and the year of 2013, which is the year of war. The war on Christians and the war on morality and the war on information, the war on freedom, the war on guns. And definitely the war on caring about each other, brothers and sisters, because it says, I came to divide by sword. The word of the testimony of the brothers and the sisters is a divider. It's not a unifier. You know, I've lost and really sacrificed many, many times customers that I've had to really let them know they were off what the scripture says about end times and what you're taught in that pew seat's not going to equip you for what is about to come. The Ephesians 6:4-8, principalities and powers and dark forces that are coming, that are here, that are working, that are powerful. Turn into the scripture, Matthew 24. When you see these things, wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and weather weirdness. You know, the one thing that you'll notice when you read that scripture in Matthew 24 is that nowhere in Matthew 24 does God say that he creates this issue on earth. You want to turn to the scripture, Matthew 24, and read it. It does say it's going to happen. It's going to happen on earth, but he didn't say he did it. And these evil people that have HARP, have CERN, they have the Tesla death ray. They have spacecraft. They have technology that is beyond comprehension, that can affect changes and provide whatever vision they want to at their command. They can create noise, they can create visions, they can even talk to you right inside your brain. I know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? I used to start my program out where we go into the lunatic fringe, the unthinkable weird, the things that you don't want to know, least of all want to talk about, and last of all want to know about. But you can't stay in denial about these things anymore because they're going to be used against you. And if you don't have the full armor of God on and know who your king is and who rules and reigns and who protects you, and the mighty power that he left with you, my goodness sakes, do you know how much power he left? I have been going back and forth in the chat room here, and I haven't, my listener who was in my chat room is no longer in my chat room, so I didn't get any questions, and I was hoping my caller would call back, but they haven't called back. If you're listening into the archives later on, would like to call, I will take callers first thing in my next program. And if you want to leave me a message, you can leave a message on either my YouTube channel, which is Watcher Ruth 12. You can leave a message on my Facebook page, which is Dolores Lundberg. Or you can send me an email at ddlund@aol.com. So, as I'm leaving you this morning in the last minute, I just want to go before the Lord and just say, Lord, Father, thank you. Thank you for teaching us in your word and in your loving letter how powerful you made us women. The women that rock the cradle rule the world. We are mighty. We are powerful. We can lead. We can be prophets. We are. Because the king said so. He sat a seat next to his throne for the royal Ruth. Go out and be Ruth. Lead by example. Be kind. Be loving. Be wise as the serpent and gentle as the lamb. Don't be fooled. Don't be led like a sheep. Be a shepherd. Go out and touch the lives of the people that you can today. Get out of your box. Ask somebody if they've heard about someone named Jesus. Someone who loves them and is coming back. For it says in the word, I've prepared a place for you. And if I go there, I will come back for you. If it were not true, if it were not sent, God bless you.